This is Morning Edition on NHPR. This week, NHPR is looking at the shifting role that schools are playing as social safety nets, especially in poorer parts of the state. Digital reporter Casey McDermott took a look at how districts in those areas are taking on more responsibility, more in fact than ever before, as they're trying to fill in the gaps where students' needs are not being met at home. She joins us now to discuss what she's learned. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rick.
Casey, you spent some time talking to school officials in a few districts about their growing responsibilities beyond just, you know, academics. Well, what did you learn?
Well, in short, schools' roles are shifting pretty dramatically. All of the teachers and principals I talked to told me they're no longer there just to teach. They're also taking on all of these other responsibilities as crisis managers and really as caretakers for their most vulnerable students. Districts in Berlin, Laconia, and Rochester, just to name a few, are setting up food pantries, expanding their free meal programs, bringing in mental health and drug counselors, and really doing all kinds of things to try to fill in the gaps for students whose basic needs aren't being met outside of school.
So what kind of issues are schools having to address? I mean, obviously we're talking poverty, mental health, the drug crisis?
All of the above, really. Schools are becoming a last line of defense for all kinds of problems happening outside their door. Hunger, homelessness, mental illness, the opioid epidemic, the list goes on. And obviously those issues are felt all across the state, but they tend to be felt even more sharply in the state's poorer communities. So that's placed an added pressure on schools in those areas in particular. And at the same time, schools say that a lot of students are showing up with unaddressed mental health or behavioral issues, either because of a trauma at home or because they haven't really been taught how to control their emotions, or maybe because their families simply have trouble accessing mental health services on their own.
Casey, what's made things worse recently? Haven't some group of students always had extra burdens outside the classroom?
Right. So schools have always played some role in helping students who were struggling economically or otherwise, but a handful of communities across New Hampshire are really still kind of reeling from the recession or other job losses in recent decades. And those districts are dealing with really persistent socioeconomic stress, often in more rural areas that are off the radar of state policymakers. And then you add in the effects of the drug crisis in recent years, the difficulty of finding treatment options for mental health or addiction, and that's created a whole other layer of challenges.
Why are schools the ones stepping in to take care of these issues?
Well, for many of them, it's not really an option. Over and over again, the educators I talked to say they have to deal with all of this other stuff, even if it's not technically part of their job description, because it's getting in the way of their ability to actually teach. Even though a lot of this stuff starts outside of school, it's hard for teachers in those districts to ignore what's happening once the student actually shows up in class. I talked to one teacher in Berlin who told me that earlier this year, a student came to school on a Monday and said she had only had one meal to eat all weekend. Quite a few people I talked to say they're seeing more students who haven't showered, who wear the same clothes every day, or who maybe don't know where they're going to sleep at night. And those teachers say a student who's hungry or stressed out about what's happening at home isn't going to be able to focus very well on math class. Or if a student starts acting out because of some other issue that's going on outside of school, that can end up disrupting things for the rest of the students.
Yeah, certainly you can't compartmentalize life.
Right.
Yeah. Where is the state in all of this?
So there is a relatively new unit at the Department of Education called the Office of Student Wellness, and that was created specifically to help schools figure out how to better support kids' social and emotional needs. As part of their work, that office is overseeing a pair of federal grants that are being used to pilot new approaches to student mental health, specifically at six districts around the state. The goal is to come up with solutions that could eventually be used at other schools. And the schools that are part of that pilot program say the grants have made a big difference, but they're also aware that that money is temporary. So there's some concern about what happens when the grant money runs out. And then separately, the state also recently set up a Bureau of Children's Behavioral Health, and the legislature passed a bill to build a more comprehensive system of care for kids' mental health. So those are both at least steps toward doing more to address that part of the puzzle. But overall, I think teachers I talk to would really like to see more attention paid to these issues when lawmakers are sitting down to debate education policy and education funding at the State House.
Okay, thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Rick.
You can read Casey's full report on schools providing more social services. Head on over to nhpr.org. There, you'll also find an interactive charting the link between poverty and academic achievement for school districts across New Hampshire and a video featuring the voices of teachers in Berlin who are trying a bunch of new approaches to support students' overall well-being. This is Morning Edition on NHPR.